So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned in the Braisa that if one is not chayev to bring a carbon when violating a chiyev karis b'mezid, he certainly is not chayev a carbon for violating an isra me'ilah, which is a chiyev misa b'dei shemayim b'mezid, clearly indicating that karis is a more severe punishment than misa b'dei shemayim. However, the next line of the Braisa says that when one violates a chiyev karis b'mezid, he is potter mikarbon because he has not done anything that deserves misa b'dei shemayim. But if somebody violates an iser misa b'dei shemayim b'mezid, maybe he should be chayev a karbon, clearly indicating that misa b'dei shemayim is more severe than karas. The Gemara suggests three ways to reconcile the contradiction in the Braisa. First, Chiya Bar Avin explains that me'ilah is more severe than isuri karas, not because of the punishment of misa b'dei shemayim, but because one would be punished even for pachas mikazayas, eating less than the kazayas of hektish, unlike all isuri karas, which only applied when one ate a kazayas. Second, Ma'abrei Drabbana suggests that Me'ilah is more severe than Isuri Karis in that the Chi of Me'ilah even applies Be'ein Miskaven, when the person does not have Kavana to use that particular item, such as when a person tries to warm himself with Chulin wool shearing, but inadvertently warms himself with wool shearing of a carbon. Third, Rav Nachum Yitzchak explains that Me'ilah is more severe in that he is Chayiv even if doing it in a misasic manner, such as reaching for something and inadvertently anointing his hand with oil of hektish. Amamar. The Brice in the previous daf had said that truma es chametz bepesach can only exist b'mafrish truma v'chmitza. If it became truma before it became chametz, or as Rashi adds, he separated the truma es chametz before Pesach. In both cases, the truma preceded the isra chametz. However, hifrish chametz truma divri ha'koil in the kedusha. If one was mafrish truma from chametz on Pesach, where the isur chametz preceded the truma, it does not become truma. Minahanamili. What is the source for this? The Gemara has two suggestions. First, the pasuk says, "Reishis degancha tireishcha bitzirecha titin lai," which we darshan titin lai b'leil urei. The truma must be given to the kohen in a state fit for consumption. It cannot be given to him in a state in which its use is limited to burning it. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that chametz bepesach muta b'hanah, it is aser b'achila. And this chametz will have to be burned by the kohen, and therefore never becomes truma. The Gemara asks that produce that is tamei can become truma even though it has to be burned. Why should it be any different than chametz? The Gemara answers that the tamei food, hoysu le shas ha-kosher, was once tahar, whereas the chametz we're talking about, le hoysu le shas ha-kosher, became chametz while still attached to the ground. So it always was destined to be burned. According to this approach, regular chametz can become truma. It only cannot become truma when it was chametz while still attached to the ground. Second, Rav Huna Berei de Rishu explains that from the word reishis, we learn shishireha nikaron liYisrael. The separation of the truma is effective only if it accomplishes a recognizable heter for the Yisrael. Generally, it was aser b'achila as tevel and is now mutar b'achila as chulin. In our case, as Rashi explains, it was muta b'hana v'asr b'achila before as tevel, and remains muta b'hana v'asr b'achila as chametz. Since it did not accomplish a recognizable heter, the truma does not take effect at all. The Gemara continues by quoting Rabbi Yochanan: "Anovim shenitmu darchen pachas pachas mikibaya v'yenin kasher l'nesachin." One who has grapes that are tummy and wants to preserve the wine to be tahar, the solution is to press less than a kibaya of grapes at a time. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds Mashkin mifkad pekidi. The juice, while inside the grape, is considered to be stored in the grape and not actually part of the grape. Therefore, the juice did not become tummy when the grape became tummy. The juice also does not become tummy by contact as it is squeezed out of the grape, because the rule is that less than the kebeya of food cannot transmit tumma. Actually, the same would be true if there was exactly a kebeya of grapes, because as soon as the first drop of juice is extracted, the grapes become less than the kebeya and can no longer be metame. However, Rabbi Yochanan does not recommend squeezing exactly a kebeya of tamei grapes because he is worried, dilma asi lemeved yesim mikebeya, a person might come to squeeze out more than the kebeya, which would certainly be metame the wine. Rav Chisda says that the wine extracted from tamei grapes is tamei because he holds, mashkin mivle bli. The juice, while inside the grape, is considered part of the grape and becomes tamei with the grape, and that tamei does not go away when it comes out of the grape. Even Rav Chisda would say that when a tummy person squeezes out exactly a kebeya of grapes that never became mukhshar lekabel tumma, susceptible to tumma, the juices are tahar. The reason for this is that generally the juice that comes out of the grapes is machsher the grapes to become tame. But as soon as the first drop of juice comes out, the grapes are smaller than the kebaya and therefore cannot become tame. Taisa says that according to the opinion that pachas mekebaya can be mekabel tuma, we must say that pachas mekebaya cannot become mukhshur lekabel tuma. The Gemara next has a discussion about not keeping a large amount of grapes that are tame and press them in small amounts of pachas mekebaya because of a gzera dilma asa behula de takala. One may forget and eat them. The Gemara cites a brisa which is not worried about takala when using bread or oil of truma tamea to fuel a fire, because it is speaking about bread and oil that is made inedible first, so there is no concern anybody would eat it. For example, the bread is put among the firewood, and the oil is put into a repugnant vessel. Likewise, wheat of truma tamea may be used as firewood only if it was first boiled, and then placed among the firewood, which will make it disgusting to eat. Otherwise, it is also to be used to fuel a fire, based on the gzera that someone might come to eat it.